All right. So I thought I would talk about the some halachot of Erev Tishvav. There's a famous halacha that the Rama has. He says, "V'nahagush l'lamod v'erev Tishvav mechatzot ve'elach ki medvarim u'tarim b'tishvav." The Rama says the minhag is not on Erev Tishvav to only study those things that one's permitted to study on Tishvav. He says from chatzot. So chatzot would be around 1 p.m. He says, "V'lachein imchal b'shabbat in omrim pirkei avot." He says, if Erev Tishvav coincides with Shabbos, as it does this year, so we don't have pirkei avot. He means, like, if you look in Luach, there's a perek assigned to each week for pirkei avot. And we Ashkenazim do it until Sukkot. Sephardim just do it till Shavuos, I think. So we do it till Sukkot. I think last week was the second perek. And then next week will be the third parak. There's no parak assigned for this week because of this minhag. So the what's the reason why? So on Tishba we can understand why we're not studying Torah. It's like similar to Avela. So Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Samchelev. When a person studies Torah, it like cheers him up. So obviously it doesn't fit in so well with Tishvav. So there are other things that we could study, you know, the things that relate to the Avelos, so we should do that. But what's the reason why we should be prohibited on Erev Tishvav, whether it's Shabbos or during the rest of the year? So he quotes here from a tshuva from the Chasam Sofer, who says that whatever you study after Chatzot, you'll sort of like be regurgitating over in your mind going into the evening. In other words, like, let's say I do a Chidushei Reb Chaim on Erev Tishvav, and I'm thinking about the Kasha, I'm thinking about the Teirot, you know, and then I go into Tishvav, I'm still thinking about the Chidushei Reb Chaim. So therefore, he says, is by way of preparation, I should learn other things. So I'll learn, you know, things that, say, relate to the Churban, and I'll be thinking about those things. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah says, since you could learn those other things, you should do those other things. And he says, it sounds like from a lot of Achronim that they are Tofesis Minag, and even if it's Chal B'Shabbos, so a number of Achronim follow what the Rama says. But on the other hand, another of Achronim questioned this whole Minag. He says, first and foremost, he says the Rashal, that's from Shlomo Luria, who himself really, you know, wasn't in favor of the Shulchan Aruch. But Shlomo Luria, he had a lot of tainas against the Shulchan Aruch. Among them, he felt that the Mechaber didn't give adequate weight to the Balei Tosfot. So, he also felt that, like, a person should learn, like, you should learn the sugya, and then you'll get the halacha from the sugya. Anyway, so the Rashal didn't agree with this. He says, Katfu alav shlamad ba'atzma achar chatzot. They said that he would learn after chatzot himself. V'hitir gam lacher b'zani, and he gave a heter to other people to learn after chatzot. And he says the gra in his beyur, in other words, the gra has a commentary on Shulchan Aruch. He says there's a chumra yitera. It's an excessive stringency, the gra says. And the Marmar Mordechai in his sefer, he goes to some arichas and he brings a lot of people to be tol Torah. He says the ein adam lomed ala mashli bo chapetz. The Gemara learns a Masechet Avodah Zarah, a person can only study what he has a desire for. In other words, like, there's a lot of areas in Halakha. But, so if you force me to study Hilchot Mikvaot, I'm not interested in Hilchot Mikvaot, so then I don't learn it. But if I, you know, maybe it's another area that might interest me. Other people would be interested in Hilchot Mikvaot. But it's, so he's saying, if you tell people you can only study these narrow areas, so they don't feel like doing it, and they'll be mabatel. So he says, so his opinion is to be meikil, and he says that that's the way he would be noeg also. And the Chayyadim also says, like the Gra, that it's a chumra ba'alma. So the Rama, the Mishnah Berurah's language is, it means if a person wants to be meikil, we don't protest, is what the Mishnah Berurah says. That means he really is endorsing following the minhag, but for people who are lenient, they have what to rely. But notwithstanding that, it's interesting. Here in the Dirshan Mishnah Berurah brings down that in the yeshiva in Radin, which is where the Chafetz Chaim's yeshiva, based on the Horad Chafetz Chaim, they would learn on that day, like any other day, on Erev Tishvav. And so it's interesting that he had it that way over there. Now, when it comes on Shabbos, the... What? Yeah, what's up?
You talk about Shabbos and regular day as if it's the same thing.
Right.
Shabbos, so
it's different. It's different. We'll come to it. We'll have to see what things are prohibited. This Tisha B'Av, which is on a Shabbos, it's not necessarily like a green light for everything. This Tisha B'Av, which is actually on Shabbos. So he says though, he says that the Taz very much questions stopping learning on Shabbos, and he says the Taz says a person learns after Chatzot, he didn't lose his Sachar. He says even when that day is Tisha B'Av, and certainly if that day is Erev Tisha B'Av, it means like this year's is Tisha B'Av. So he says that, he says, you can rely on. So the Mishnah Berurah himself says that if it's like this year when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, in essence, but halakhically Erev Tisha B'Av, he says there. He says you could rely on it. Now, it's running a little bit late, but there's a, in the Beir Lach he goes into. It's interesting. He has a quote from the Mamar Mordechai, who was a rabbi in Germany, and he questions very much this minhag, and he says it leads a lot of people to be till Torah, but he has some interesting languages. He says, listen to this, he says, "V'ilav d'mistafina mechavraya, if I weren't afraid from my colleagues, habamina d'afil v'yom tishba b'atzmo helan l'hakel, I would think that on Tishba itself, we should be mekhil and prepare people to study Torah. Now, everything is a big mess in our generations, he says. What do people do? They take a spatzir, they walk, and they shoot the breeze. He says, even learn. So in other words, if they would be able to learn Sfarim, they would be learning. That's the idea. But now, when you tell them you can't study Torah, so the worst, they're mevatel Torah, the Mamar Mordechai says. He says, "Pshita, the oven zet feyava adif lulamona." I think it'd be better if they were studying the Torah. And he says, he quotes this is the Rishalmi. Says, "Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, ilo yamishim nimi yaita matir malacha b'cholamoid. If somebody would join me, I would be matir malacha on cholamoid. Klumas shu elakdeshu ochlam shotu nusmeich of oskim b'Torah." The reason that the Chachamim, there's a whole machlok Rishonim, whether it's Easter Doraisa Dorabanan, but the reason that even if you say it's Doraisa, means the Torah gave a koach to the Chachamim to delineate which malachot are and are not permitted on Chol HaMoed, if I say it that way, or it's total Dorabanan. But he says the only reason that they were asking malacha so people should be osek b'Torah and be celebrating the holiday properly. He says now everybody wastes. This is a quote from the Shami. So he says, I feel the same way on Tisha B'Av. We're ushering everybody from studying Torah, and they're not doing the time so well. But he says, he relies on the Marashal. He says, but he obviously is not going to be matir the Torah study on Tisha B'Av. Now, there's a famous story I like to quote from the Beis Halevi. I know So yeah, this is an incident that took place. This is from the book Makor Baruch by the author of the Torah Tamima, and it was translated into art school by my uncle, the Netziv. So in it, he relates, he the author, the Torah Tamima, when he was 15, he was studying in the Balazhin Yeshiva. It was around 1874. He's studying in the Balazhin Yeshiva, he's heading home, he stops off in Minsk, and he stays in a hotel, so to speak. He gets a room there. And then the Beis Halevi comes to the hotel, and there were no rooms, like there was 15 rooms or something like that. And so the Beis Halevi looks at the list, and he sees, oh, here's Yeshiva Bachar from Falaj, and I'll stay with him. So he ends up staying in the same room with the Torah Tamima, with Baruch Halevi Epstein. So I got to make this much shorter, but he shows up in town, so everybody in town starts showing up at the room, like the basic ladies arrived, it's all here. So one of the people who shows up is this fellow who's described as being like half Talmud Chacham, half a Maskil, like the Haskalah had begun to sort of, you know, make its invasion into the society. So he asks him, he says to the Beis Halevi, I know, you know, you have so much learning, don't Chazal teach us koach de heter adif? Like, it's a bigger chiddush when you have a heter. Can't you give us some heter? He says, I have all these heterim that I've written about and stuff like that. He says, oh, I'm so happy. Tell me about the heterim. I'm not going to go through all of them now. But he I'll give you some of the heterim, then we'll get to the chase. So he says, some authorities rule that one may not daven Maariv after midnight. I rule leniently in this matter, put Maariv prayer until dawn. And in the second example, some rule that only great tzaddikim can put on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. I'm lenient. I permit everybody to put on tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. Then he says, some people consider the piyutim to be a hefsek. I permit people to say the piyutim. Anyway, so he has, he says that with another one of his aterim is that some authorities are stringent and forbid the study of Torah in the afternoon of Erev Tishba, which falls on Shabbos, like this year. I am lenient and permit the study of Torah on this day. So that's one of his kulas that the Beis Levi gave. So now there's if you know, there's also a kula of a person gives a regular shiur at that time in the afternoon, and now this Shabbos he's mevatel at shiur, so that's also a tzadkula. That looks more like avelos befarhesia. So every week I give a Shabbos, you know, a shiur publicly. Now I don't give it, so it doesn't look so good. So there's tzad in both ways. So, but that's basically it. Okay, any questions?
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a difficulty understanding why we are in the middle of Seuda before Shabbat is Shabbat. Right before Shikya, then we must stop.
Right.
Why this is not Hachana? Okay,
so it means like this. Like first, it's a sheval tasa. It's not hakana. You're not doing anything affirmatively. You're desisting from something, right?
Listen.
If I stop eating, I'm not making hakana.
But the eating itself also. Tomorrow is fast.
Well, it's a shal shudas. A malel shulchan. So Chazal teach us that I can have a festive shal shudas the Shabbos. So I'm having a festive shal shudas. You know. There's a shtickle Torah. Like some say, this is getting a little longer, but some say like Badafka this year when Tishba falls out on Shabbos, it's particular Yantiv because now you could see the way the Yantiv should be for Tishba. Tishba is going to be a big Yantiv, but I can't see it. It's always a fast day. Now this year it's a Shabbos, so it's even more of a Yantiv. So you should have the big Suda. But that's the short answer anyway. And Beit Hashmashu Safik Yom Safik Laila. I got to go. Rabbi Chanan Bar Kishmer Bar Sula. Dear.